Today I'm going to talk to you about how long should your chapter length be? I know it's a question that really worries some of you. Welcome to the Turning Readers into Writers podcast, where we teach beginner writers how to find the time and confidence to write their first novel. I'm your host, Emma Desi, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you for joining me today, because if you've been longing to write your first novel for forever, then this is the place to be. Think of this as your weekly dose of encouragement, hand-holding, and general cheerleading as you figure out how you're going to write your book. Trust me, as a mum of three young kids, I know how difficult it can be to tuck away some time for yourself on a regular basis. And even when you do find that spare 5 minutes, it can feel so overwhelming that no writing gets done. Believe me, I have been there. But this podcast is going to help you in practical ways, because once a week I'll be delivering an episode that gives you steps to build a writing routine, encouragement to build your confidence, and cheerleading until you reach the end. All right, let's get going, shall we? Have you been wanting to write your novel for the longest time but haven't known how to get started? Is the idea there, but you're not sure how to incorporate it into your life? Well, I have a simple resource for you called 3 Easy Steps to Start Writing Your Novel. This breaks down the overwhelm of writing and gets you started ASAP. So go to emmadesi.com/3easysteps and start writing today. Hello, and as I mentioned in the introduction, today's episode is all about what's the right chapter length. Because when you start out on your writing journey, you might be wondering what the right chapter length should be for your book. And if you are, I want to reassure you that this is something you don't really need to worry about. Your chapter will be as long as you feel it needs to be. So, if, for example, do you want to have a cliffhanger at the end of each chapter? Then you might want to use short, sharp chapters like Dan Brown does for fast pace. Or perhaps your story is a slower read. It's more about character involvement than plot speed. And so you can afford to be more languid in your writing, evoking mood or a feeling rather than the action. So let's look at when to use long chapters and when to use small chapters. And I'm going to start with small chapters first, because some people really do like short chapters. And it's because they like that feeling of speeding through the book, that feeling of momentum, that they're following a fast-paced journey. And they want to be taken on that journey, and they don't really want to have to think too deeply about it. For them, that type of book is often an escapism, somewhere that can take them out of their real life whilst they're commuting to work, for example. So they want to know that they can finish a chapter before arriving at their station. Or perhaps they just have a short attention span, I don't know. But, you know, some books can have up to 60 or 70 chapters, but each chapter may only be 2 or 3 pages long, and there's nothing wrong with that if that fits in with the genre and style of that book. And what that author might have done essentially is break down the scenes into chapters, because they want to have clear breaks between each scene, because they're jumping from place to place or time zone to time zone. Short chapters might also be used because the story is being told from multiple points of view. And as I mentioned, you know, there's jumps in the timeline. So, for example, the story goes forwards and backwards and uses a lot of flashbacks. So having short, sharp chapters can be useful for that. I would caution you, though, and say be wary of making your chapters too small. You don't want them to have no closure on them, because your reader still needs to feel that there is a point to this chapter, that it fits in with the rest of the book, that chapter, even if it's only one page, it still serves a purpose. That said, there are chapters out there in books that are as short as one single word, but that word has relevance to the story as a whole, and it can tell the reader exactly what they need to know in that precise moment. But of course, like everything in life, there needs to be balance, and a short chapter, as short as that, does need to be filled out or balanced out with fuller chapters, so they can only be used sparingly to serve a particular purpose. So short chapters are great if you're looking for pace, you're looking for speed, you're looking for simple escapism, and you know perhaps that your reader is somebody who is reading on the commute to work or is on holiday and just wants something light and easy. You may want to use longer chapters, because that's what you enjoy. And of course, there are people who do enjoy a longer chapter. But again, there's a little bit of caution here. If your chapter is going to go on for 20 pages or more, that can be off-putting, especially if there's no section break that allows your reader just to take a breath, allows them to come up for air for a moment. Or even, you know, they might be reading at night and falling asleep and they want a nice, easy break in the chapter that they can put their bookmark in and know that they've left off at an easy place to come back to the next night. Visualising an image painted by you, the writer, for your reader, that burns a lot of calories and you need to give that reader a little bit of space between each image just so that they can take a rest and give their brain a bit of a relax. Because if you make it too difficult for the reader and they're burning off too many calories, then they might switch off. And there's not many readers who enjoy such a long piece of writing without the opportunity of coming up for air. But if you feel that that is the way that your story needs to be told, then you must go with it. You've got to listen to your gut and know what the right thing to do is. That said, for those readers that don't mind a longer chapter, it's usually because they see each chapter as a story within the bigger story. So each chapter has its own vignette, it's its own silhouette, if you like, that fits into the bigger scheme. So if you choose to write longer chapters, be sure that you're giving your reader that complete picture within the single chapter, so that they don't feel they've spent a lot of time reading this chapter but haven't gained anything by the end of it. There's got to be some kind of resolution or conclusion by the end of that chapter before you move on to the next one. So you think about yourself as a reader. I know myself, I don't have a set idea of how long I expect a chapter to be, and your reader is going to be the same. What matters to your reader is the storytelling, and ultimately it does come down to the quality of the writing and the storytelling. So your chapter length should be determined by the completion of the scene or the idea, not by the word or the page count. So bear that in mind. I do want to talk a little bit about pacing. So most writers do tend to use a mix of longer and shorter chapters because the varying lengths help with the pacing of the overall piece of work, of the overall book. So if you're looking to slow your story down, you've maybe just been through a big action scene and you're wanting to slow things down and have a moment of reflection, then you may want to use longer chapters that linger on one scene and go into the scene in more depth, more detail, into the character's response in more depth or detail. Equally, you might have come out of that more slow-paced part of the book and you're actually wanting to speed it up, and so then you'll start to use smaller chapters as you want to build the tension. It can also be used to give the reader a sense of nearing the end of the story. So the drama is heightening, the chapters are speeding up, you're really wanting to push your reader through to the end fairly rapidly because you don't want them to put the book down, you want to give them that motivation and impetus to keep going. You want that reader that's complaining at night that they can't get to sleep until they've read one more chapter. And that's something that every reader wants to hear. And using pacing in the right way can achieve this really nicely. My final tip to you, my final note to you would be to trust your instincts. So we've looked at how there's the advantage and disadvantage to using both long and short chapters, that different books require different things, but ultimately you can incorporate both long and short into your book. But I would urge you, when you're writing, don't go by a formula, trust your gut. Your gut is going to tell you what the right length is. Your writer's instinct will kick in, and nobody knows your story like you. Nobody knows how the story needs to be told except for you. So when you read your work back to yourself, how does it seem? Does it seem too long? Then it probably is. If you feel it's too short and it doesn't have enough depth, then it probably is. I often say that storytelling at its heart is not complicated. And you are a reader, so you've probably been reading for most of your life and you've absorbed by osmosis what works for you and what doesn't. So do trust your gut on that. So I hope that's been useful. A little tip there, you know, just about trusting your gut, knowing that both short and long chapter lengths are really beneficial in any story. But it's up to you. It's your story. How do you want to write it? I hope that's been useful, and I will see you again soon. That's it for this week. I hope you found it useful. If you're interested in being part of a safe and friendly community of like-minded writers who also want to write their first novel, go to my Facebook group at emmadesi.com/turningreadersintowriters, and I can't wait to see you in there. You can find the show notes for today's episode at emmadesi.com/episode001. Thank you again for joining me, and I can't wait to get to know you better soon.